With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Former President Donald Trump at a major rally yesterday in Georgia, at the same venue where Vice President Kamala Harris addressed her supporters earlier this week, promising to big changes when he's reelected in November.
The cartels will be crushed, crime will plummet, incomes will soar, the wars will end, and the American dream will come roaring back, bigger, better, and stronger than ever before, right? Yes.
And the former president has agreed to debate Harris on Wednesday, September 4th. So far, however, Harris has not said if she will take part. Also at SRNnews.com, a tropical depression in the Gulf of Mexico has strengthened into Tropical Storm Debby. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center say the storm now has maximum sustained winds of 45 miles per hour as it moves toward Florida. Predicting it will become a hurricane before coming ashore, Jack Bevin with the National Hurricane Center says Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas need to be prepared for this storm.
Those rains would cause considerable flash and urban flooding along with river flooding in those areas. Now, not everywhere is going to get that. Those are going to be in certain areas near where the center of the system passes and in some bands nearby. But, yeah, there will be widespread heavy rains associated with this system, particularly in the early part of next week after the system moves inland over northern Florida and the southeastern United States.
Authorities have released the name of a Florida sheriff's deputy killed in what officials call an ambush shooting that wounded two other deputies after they responded to a disturbance call. The Lake County Sheriff says 28-year-old Master Deputy Sheriff Bradley Link died Friday night. Authorities say three people have been hospitalized after two of them were stabbed. The other was shot at a Las Vegas casino. The violent encounter occurred around 1:30 Saturday morning at the Red Rock Casino Resort and Spa. Two of the injured are in critical condition. Police have not given any information as of yet. This is SRN News. A best-selling author and pastor has a new temporary assignment. Here's Greg Cluxton.
Max Lucado is now serving as the interim teaching pastor at Gateway Church in Southlake, Texas, and will continue in the role through the end of the year. He remains a pastor at Oak Hills Church in San Antonio and will preach at both locations this fall. Lucado steps in at Gateway following the recent resignation of founding pastor Robert Morris. He left earlier this summer over allegations that he sexually assaulted a young girl decades ago. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Texas has sued the Biden administration over a federal program that provides contraceptives to teenagers without parental consent. At issue is the Title X program, which gives minors access to confidential contraception. A Texas judge ruled that parents' approval was required, but the Biden administration issued a new rule that prevents Title X providers from requiring the consent of guardians. This is SRN News. Congress has passed a proposal to require the federal government to purchase only flags that have been completely manufactured in the U.S. Here's John Scott.
The U.S. imports millions of American flags from overseas, mostly from China. But the sponsors of the proposal said it's time for American flags to originate in the country they represent. Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine and Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio said the change is more than just symbolic. They believe it will support American jobs and manufacturers while preserving the nation's most recognized banner. John Scott reporting.
Stocks tumbled Friday on worries the U.S. economy could be cracking under the weight of high interest rates meant to whip inflation. The S&P 500 fell 1.8% Friday. The NASDAQ composite fell 2.4% and now down 10% from the record from last month. The Dow Jones lost 1.5% last Friday. More details online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.